There are now two lawsuits challenging Arizona's ban on same-sex marriage after a national gay rights group filed suit in federal court in Phoenix this week on behalf of seven same-sex couples and the surviving spouses of two other couples. Mark Solomon, national campaign director for the group Freedom to Marry, says there are more than 50 such cases in 28 states, but he says the arguments are not all that different across the country.
They are similar, and they're similar to the argument that was the majority opinion that the Supreme Court made in last year when it struck down the so-called Defense of Marriage Act.
Solomon says that argument centers on the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. He says since that ruling, same-sex marriage advocates have won seven court rulings, although they've been stayed pending appeal. His group's goal is to get a national ruling on this issue from the high court. But Solomon says even though there are suits around the country, Arizona's does serve a purpose.
As these cases sort of percolate up, there's no way to predict exactly how things will play out. So, you know, we want to see, first and foremost, for the people of Arizona, for gay couples in Arizona, that this law is struck down, this constitutional amendment is struck down in Arizona.
Meanwhile, Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn says he'll defend the law, arguing the issue is defining marriage, a task he says the legislature and the people have a right to perform.